Letterland, My Alphabet Storybooks by Lisa Holt. When you hear this sound, turn the page or press pause so you have time to read the simple sentence at the bottom of each page. You can also look at the picture and read the words within the picture. Are you ready? Let's begin. Annie Apple and the Ants by Lisa Holt. In an apple orchard in Letterland, there is a little talking apple called Annie Apple. She is a very happy little apple who is often very active, appearing in lots of words. Can you hear her saying "ah" in words like apple, ant, and arrow? She loves to swing in the trees like an acrobat and chat to her animal friends. Can you spot any of her friends in the picture? One day, Annie Apple was sitting happily in her apple tree when all of a sudden she felt something moving on her back.
Ah! Ah! She cried. What's that tickling me on my back?
A little ant had landed on her head and more ants were climbing up her apple tree. She was amazed to see how many there were. As they crawled all over her, it tickled so much that she thought she may have an accident and fall out of her tree.
Go away, ants! She cried,
but more and more arrived. Annie anxiously called out to see if anybody nearby could help her. Soon, Sammy Snake came slithering along.
I'll save you, said Sammy.
Sammy tried to get the ants off, but the ants were all sticky and covered in sap from the tree.
It's such sticky sap, said Sammy sadly. Now I've got ants stuck to my back too.
Now Annie and Sammy had to shout out to see if someone else could help.
Ah! 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 Help us, please!
Talking Tess was taking a stroll nearby and heard the terrible noise. Annie is in trouble. I must try to help, she said. I'm very tall, so maybe I can tap the ants off the tree. Tess gave the tree a tremendous tap and at least 10 ants tumbled off, but still a lot of ants were stuck fast. Tess looked down and saw they were all over her top and trousers too. Now Annie Apple, Sammy Snake and Talking Tess had to shout out to see if anybody else could help.
Ah! 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 Help us, please!
Peter Puppy was playing in a paddling pool and heard the noise. He raced over.
Perhaps I can pat them off, he panted.
He patted at the ants, but soon he had ants all over his paws.
It's pointless, he puffed.
Then Sammy had a super idea.
It's so sunny today. Let's take a trip away from the apple orchard and go and sit in the sand by the sea where there are no ants.
That is a good plan, said Annie. I like adventures.
Perfect, said Peter Puffy, as he prepared a picnic of tapas.
Tremendous, said Tess. I'll get us some tickets for the train. Sammy Snake slithered off to search for sun hats and sunscreen for everyone. They all travelled on the train together, and Annie Apple quickly fell fast asleep. When they arrived at the beach, Talking Tess gave her a little tickle to wake her up. They quickly put on sunscreen and their hats and dashed down to the water. After a lovely long afternoon playing in the sand and the sea, it was time to relax and just enjoy the sunshine. So they did. They relaxed and just sat.